One of the longer discussions for council on Tuesday night was deciding whether or not to put to Bethel voters the choice of raising the alcohol sales tax come October. If passed, along with the overall sales tax increase, 20% of the total taxes collected from alcohol sales would then be allocated to a fund to support community nonprofit organizations.
The current tax is 12%. The new tax would be 15%. And that 3% difference between 12 and 15 is what we're talking about. And that's what would change. And that's what would be allocated towards community groups.
That's Councilman Leif Albertson, who introduced the ballot initiative. Albertson says community organizations have been feeling the brunt and bearing the burden of increased alcohol consumption since May of 2016, when the AC Quick Stop opened. He notes that raising the tax from 12% to 15% would place it on par with the current tax for marijuana. The initiative passed by a 5-2 vote, with Mayor Rick Robb and Vice Mayor Fred Watson in opposition. Watson said he thought the increase was too much and that he and the council had not been applying the current 12% tax where it was promised to support community action grant programs. He said, quote, "That's our fault. That's completely our fault. The burden should not be placed among the residents of Bethel." Mayor Robb said in an interview last week that one of the reasons he and others have supported legal sales of alcohol in the past versus illegal sales was in the hope of reducing the amount of illegal sales.
Have more control over at the point of sale. If we raise the price of the legal product too much, it makes the illegal product more affordable.
But Albertson and others on the council remained unconvinced.
You know, an additional 3% tax on a $20 bottle, I don't believe that's enough to send someone into the arms of a bootlegger.
He said, when you compare the convenience of purchasing at a liquor store versus the difficulty of trying to find someone who is bootlegging, the price increase just isn't enough, in his opinion, to drive people to illegal sales.
If you actually look at the increase in alcohol sales and the increase in alcohol use since the liquor store opened, there's a huge increase. The idea that a few pennies on the dollar is going to make a difference there, I think, is not well supported.
Still, that'll be up for the voters to decide now in October. For KYUK News, I'm Christine Trudeau.